Tapper cheerleads Muslims to serve an American government. Human law must rest its authority ultimately upon the authority of that law which is divine. Far from being rivals or enemies, religion under the Christian umbrella and law are twin sisters, friends, and mutual assistance. Indeed, these two sciences run into each other. James Wilson, United States Supreme Court Justice, also the signer of the Constitution of the United States of America. Now, before we get to the pith and marrow of this important topic of countering revisionists in CNN's useful idiot, Jake Tapper, concerning a religious test, we must first understand that the term religion to the forefathers always fell underneath the umbrella of the Christian faith. Lutheran, Catholic, Presbyterian, Episcopalian, Methodist, Wesleyans, Baptists, so on and so forth. Not Hindu or Islam or Buddhist, so on and so forth. For example, if I were to go to India, I would expect them to rule according to the religious beliefs of Hinduism, and they do. If I went to China, I would expect them to rule according to their religion of Buddhism, and guess what? They do. Now, if I went to a Muslim nation, I would expect that they would oppress through their religious totalitarian methods of Sharia law, and guess what? They do. Furthermore, do you suppose for 1 minute that Barack Hussein Obama would have been elected president or even given a pass to entertain America's enemies within the People's White House or to fundamentally transform America if he did not profess to be a Christian? No way. So in America, a Christian nation, it should come as no surprise to rule according to the Mosaic Institution. And guess what, America? So we do.
Judge Moore has also said that he doesn't think a Muslim member of Congress should be allowed to be in Congress. Why? Under what provision
of the Constitution?
Because you
have to swear on the Bible.
As you can see, Jake Tapper questioned Roy Moore's comment in which he stated that a Muslim should not be allowed to be a member of Congress by asking why and under what constitutional provision. What are you saying, Jake? That some representatives are to uphold our enumerated laws and some are okay to transgress and destroy at will? Is that somehow permissible? This is what he's clearly stating. If there's no vow to serve we the people, honestly, being held accountable before the one true God, then what will be the consequence? What of them Muslims, Jake? If only Muslims were clever politically, they could take over the United States and replace its constitutional government with the caliphate. This is Siraj Wahaj. Now let's counter this lunacy, and let us with caution indulge the supposition that morality cannot be maintained without the Christian religion. And whatever may be conceded to the influence of refined education on minds of peculiar structure, reason and experience both forbid us to expect that national morality can prevail in exclusion of Christian principles. Charles Carroll, signer of the Declaration of Independence. Maybe the Muslim cheerleader Jake Tapper has mysteriously conjured up that those who mean to conquer and destroy this country have the freedom to do so. Apparently, Mr. Tapper does not realize that his freedoms come from one God and his son, Jesus Christ. According to many ignorant Americans today, freedom of religion now means whatever they want it to mean, and that to their own demise. Even when it runs antithetical to our constitutional republic, which is found in Article 4, Section 4 of the United States Constitution, which is based upon the Mosaic Institution called common law. Though they may be afforded asylum in America, those individuals that come to America should be processed into American society by being properly vetted to assimilate to our ways of life before they serve anybody. Common sense does come into play here. First, it's clear that our rights come from the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And secondly, remember that our right giver did not give us a right to transgress his law and serve other gods. Furthermore, Furthermore, America is a self-professed Christian nation, and to do otherwise will bring about war within the gates. Jake Tapper then goes on to tell his guest, you don't actually have to swear in on a Christian Bible. You can swear
Andrew
in on
Young,
any...
former mayor of Atlanta, said, you don't want to think of yourself as a martyr, but if you worship in a religion, Christianity, where the symbol of that religion is a cross, you are reminded every day of your lives that the cross is not something that you just hang on the wall. It's something that comes out as a result of confrontation with evil, and that when you face that confrontation with evil, you're likely to face the possibility with a physical death. But if you don't face that confrontation with evil, you and inevitably face a spiritual death. Our Constitution was made only for a moral and a religious people, Christian. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. Human passions unbridled by morality and religion, Christianity, would break the strongest cords of our Constitution as a whale goes through a net. The second president of the United States of America, Mr. John Adams.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently,
we shouldn't rock the boat.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Well, as the American people tolerate the politicians to play the unconstitutional WWF game of divide and conquer, being desensitized into believing that it's the job of the said representatives who swore to uphold the law to do nothing but complain about those that break the law or transgress the law, 1 John 3:4, and create domestic insurrection the way that you're seeing it begin across the country. It's clear to see what's going on, folks. Nobody's been prosecuted. Nobody's been brought to justice. Nope, that's all they're doing is highlighting the crimes of the individuals. That's why it is for the people to demand justice. Again, these are our representatives, people. We do not work for them. We're not here for them. They're here for us, okay? And again, they're supposed to be of us. And to remember how this all works, friends, our rights are received from God, and we don't have the right to do the wrong thing, right, said Charles D. Montesquieu. And in the process, those that work for we the people derive their just powers from the consent of we the people, not they the government. Folks, the roles are completely backwards. We can clearly see what's at play here. We've been taking the time over the last week and a half highlighting the crimes that are taking place here in the state of Minnesota, and yet everybody is asking the question, screaming out, asking, where is the justice? And folks, what is happening? Nothing is happening. Nothing is happening, folks. As a matter of fact, if you look at what's going on in the state of Minnesota, I just posted this morning, and again, you need to think this through, because if you don't think it through, you're going to be confused, which you'll find in Daniel 9:7. And why are you confused? Because you've left off your God, right? Folks, you have the offenders across the country, the governors and the mayors, and those that are a part of what's been going on concerning this fraud, responsible for the act of treason. You have the offenders that are trying their hardest to convince you that they are the victims. And I'm going to show you that today. They are not the victims. They are the ones that transgress the law. They are the very reason the states are in trouble today. These are the very reason that the people are out in the streets rioting. And why are they rioting? Because it's the voice of the unheard. See, what we see out there today is the younger generation rising up in their confusion in many ways, trying to right the wrongs.
And what they're listening to is the politicians that put themselves in the position in the first place. Just case in point, isn't it interesting how Tim Walz, Keith Ellison, Ilhan Omar, they're all playing the victim. They're all saying you need to stop this terror. Is anybody paying attention to the fact that they're the very reason that the federal government's here in the first place? I'm watching both sides of this. I'm driving neutral in this. I can see both sides of this for the record. So don't accuse me of something I'm not saying here. Folks, the federal and the state governments are playing along with all of this. They're the ones responsible for creating all of this. That's what's going on. And you're seeing the mainstream media as the accomplices helping fuel the fire that the politicians are continuously breeding. Okay? Again, I want you to understand people want justice. But again, what are people being taught? Well, they're listening to the mainstream media. They don't believe they say, right? They hold the truth and unrighteousness. And what is the mainstream media doing? They're going to the offenders, those that have defrauded the people in the state of Minnesota and all across the country, and they're giving them the opportunity to go ahead and war against the law that's there to condemn them for their crimes. As I said yesterday, it's not for politicians to highlight the crimes, people. It's their job to enforce the law against those that commit the crime. I've highlighted this before. I'll give it to you again. The three purposes of government that our forefathers are established and have established, Deuteronomy 25:1 is what? To condemn the wicked, to justify the righteous. What are they doing? Just the exact opposite. And what you'll find is in Proverbs 17:15, the Lord calls us an abomination. And as I've said again, when you see the word abomination, you better run the other way, because judgment hasteneth after those that are offending and those that are acting out in an abominable fashion. Proverbs 17:15. Folks, Tim Walz, Keith Ellison, Ilhan Omar, Peggy Flanagan, Jacob Frey are the very reason for this domestic insurrection in Minnesota, and yet now they are playing the victims, and now they're trying to sell to the people one more step in this thought process. Now they're trying to sell to the people that they're defending the people, when in fact they're the ones that brought them to the position that they're in the first place. Oh, folks, this is straight out of the Communist Manifesto. It's exactly how they play the game. I've shared that with you a million times. They use the law against the law. And you can always tell it's a psyop. You can tell when it's red flag. You can see when it's propaganda, because there's never any justice. And there's no justice. That's a reflection of the American people that tolerate the injustice. Do you not understand this, people? What you are tolerating in the halls of government today is a reflection of the people. It is of the people. They're only doing whatever it is that you're letting them get away with. And you're allowing them to continuously build themselves against the American people in the means of defending themselves against these tyrannical agencies. And that's exactly what you're seeing. So anyways, I'm just going to run through this today, friends, and show you exactly again how they're playing the victims, when in fact they're the very cause of what's taking place. But again, with the use of the mainstream media, who's not being held accountable for their lying and defaming and propagandizing, because the American people have been desensitized to believe that freedom of speech ensues lying in what I just named a moment ago. Nonsense. Our laws condemn that. Thou shalt not lie. It's the ninth commandment, right? And that's exactly what they're doing. They do not have a lawful right to lie, to cover as accomplices for the crimes of the conspirators. Now, I want to get to this really quick, because I've got a lot of video audio to play for all of you. Go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's who we are and what it is that we've been doing for the last 30 years. I said doing for the last 30 years. sonsoflibertyradio.com. Also go over to beforeitsnews.com. beforeitsnews.com as well. And I want to give you the call out number as well. I love hearing from you. 281-845-4704. Pro or con, it matters not. Jude 3 and 4. 281-845-4704.
4704. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, again, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com. Just posted the Muslim flags are going up quietly around the country. Now, folks, in turn is none other than Texas. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, this is Perry Atkinson, President and General Manager of the Dove Radio and TV. What an honor for me to talk about Bradley Dean. Bradley has been a friend of the Dove's ministry and a regular guest on our talk show for many years. His Sons of Liberty broadcast on radio is one of the top platforms in the country for spreading the truth of Christ and bringing resolve to the issues that so many of us face on a daily basis. Bradley and his team has done an excellent job honoring the price that has been paid for our freedoms, both naturally and spiritually. And it's our honor and our pleasure to partner with Sons of Liberty Radio.
BBSRadio.com.
Hey everybody, Alex Newman here, award-winning international journalist with Liberty Sentinel Media. We broke some of the critical stories exposing the COVID hoax, the lies about the injections, and so much more way before it was cool. We exposed the UN, the climate hoax, the U.S. government, and so much more, all from a biblical perspective, with the goal of bringing you all the information you need to keep your family and yourself happy, healthy, and free. Check us out at libertysentinel.org and subscribe for free at libertysentinel.org/subscribe.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Let us not be found amongst the common herd, friends, as you are to be the compeers of angels. Nay, as you are far higher than they, and one with Christ, and as the precious blood has been your ransom price, walk as becometh saints. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Just wanted to let you guys know we got the brand new book out. It is called, where are we at here? Sorry about that. It is called Face Off, The Weapon of War. It's available now. It will be sent out first thing in the morning. You'll get your orders within 2 to 3 days. The USPS says 3 to 5 days. But with that, again, it's the characteristics. It's how the church is built upon the apostles and the prophets, Ephesians 2:20. And it will bring you to a foundation. And it's also brought to you by Revelation, which is within the school and testimony of Jesus Christ, Revelation 12:10. And it shows you, again, the missing element in the church, the apostle and the prophet and the teacher working together to establish, right? And I'm talking about 1 Corinthians 12:28. And it also exposes all of those biblically illiterates that try to tell you, they call them cessationists. That means they've stopped believing in the Word of God, but yet they call themselves believers. They want to convince you that God has changed himself out, yet Malachi 3:6 says just the exact opposite. I'm the Lord thy God, and I change not. Again, it's called Face Off. It's the weapon of war. It is the prophet. We go through the characteristics, super easy to understand, and I want to tell you thank you for your orders as well. So let's get back to this. I just wanted to show you this, and we're just going to start knocking these down little by little. And this is one of those things that caught my eye today. And of course, we have none other than the said representatives, the said senators, like this clown that you're going to see in here in just a moment. They do nothing but appease the American people. Now, a couple years back, we took the time several times on the broadcast to highlight the fact that Trey Gowdy, Jason Chaffetz, notice they've all been given a position in Fox News too, by the way, as useful idiots. But you have Jason Chaffetz, Daryl Issa, you have none other than, as I said, Trey Gowdy, you have Jim Jordan, you have Senator Cotton, Senator Kennedy, Ted Cruz, all of these clowns, and that's exactly what they are, they're set in place to appease the American people. How do I know that? Because there's no justice. That's how I know that. That's all they're doing is appeasing the American people. Again, trying to sell to you that those that are in position are doing their job. No, friends, they're not doing their job because there's no justice. And I've said it before a million different ways. How are we going to have righteousness within the gate if there's no justice? It doesn't make any sense. And how are you going to have justice if you don't know what the law is, friends? And it's not difficult to understand. Common sense comes to play. Right? It comes into play. You have a conscience, right? Which means with knowledge, you know the difference between right and wrong because you make reference to God's moral law. Okay? So this is not difficult. These people are doing nothing but highlighting the crimes of the American people and their ignorance by what they tolerate. This is a reflection of the people. There's no nice way to say it. There just really isn't. I want to add to that, if you don't mind. Because I just got this thought from none other than Thomas Paine. He was the one that wrote Common Sense. He was the one that actually was used to catapult our forefathers and to convince them to basically declare war of independence because of what was going on across the pond. He's the one that said, "He who dares not offend cannot be honest." Are these politicians offending anybody? Nope. They're just making a joke out of the people that they claim to be exposing. And they're not doing either. Okay, so let me go ahead and play this for you. Again, I just want to show you how this is the very definition of Hosea 4:6. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And while everybody's going to hear this and many are going to see this on sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com, I want you to remember this joke, just like the politicians, it's on you. The joke is on you. It's not on them. Okay, listen to this.
So can men get pregnant?
So he's sitting there with a half smirk on his face, asking the question to some scientist. Science means the study of creation. This person calls themselves a professor, a doctor of theology. I don't know what she is, but she's being called doctor by this interrogator. And in the process, he's simply asking the question, can men have babies? Folks, again, our laws condemn these crimes. Our laws condemn sodomy. As a matter of fact, if you want to know who's out on the streets right now concerning all of this domestic insurrection, isn't it interesting how Tim Walz, how these installed pedophiles that have been governors and mayors and attorney generals throughout the United States, isn't it interesting that the people that are doing their biddings are sodomites and lesbians, homosexuals and lesbians? See, when you don't listen to the Lord, in his warnings, Leviticus 18:22, 20:13, Revelation 1:26, Jude 1:7, 1 Corinthians 6:9, this is what you get. So when you don't take heed to when the Lord said, thou shalt not, he wasn't negotiating his holiness, his righteousness, or his intent. When he said what he said, they were commands and they were set in place for our good if we adhere to them, just like natural law. Which, by the way, is premised on his law, the Torah, the Decalogue, the five books of Moses. Okay? But let's go back to this. Science is the study of creation. This woman being asked a question that calls herself a doctor and a professor, right?
is being asked, can men be pregnant? Listen to this. As if it's a joke. Okay? As if it's a joke.
I agree. Science and evidence should guide medicine.
Do science and evidence...
Science is the study of creation. Who created creation? The Creator. He already told us what is male and what is female. Period. Okay? And what the courts are doing... And what these congressional hearings are doing nothing but doing their best to gut the pith and marrow of what the Lord said. That's exactly what this is. It's exactly what it is. They want you to laugh at it, but you need to understand, if you think back to the 60s and the 70s, more so the 80s for me, but if you go back to the 60s and 70s, do you remember all of those television shows that joked about sodomites, homosexuals, trannies? Hey, folks, can I ask you a question in the present? Was it a joke? Who are the ones that introduced it to you? Do you know that it is the said representatives that are pushing these immoral agendas? And this is another prime example. I'm going to let it play out for a moment.
Tell us that men can get pregnant, biological men. Can they get pregnant?
I also think yes, no questions like this are a political tool.
No, yes, no questions are about the truth, doctor. Let's not make a mockery of this proceeding.
Let's not make a mockery of this proceedings as he calls a woman that calls herself a doctor that can't answer the question, can men have babies? Who's making a mockery out of it? He is. He just responded to her as doctor. Doctor what? Again, you can't make this up. These are your conservatives of the day, people. Oh my goodness, yes. The very conservatives that the Lord told us to beware of concerning their leaving, just like the religious hypocrites of the day. Beware of the leaving of the Pharisees, Mark 8:15. Again, not difficult to see, and it's not difficult to see when you see that straight and narrow and giving reference to the standard, Acts 17:31. See, somehow or another, this clown thinks it's funny that he's asking a professor that's muddying up the waters of morality in the hearts of those that are paying to go to college to have this abomination indoctrinate them. And he's sitting there with a smile on his face. This is your conservatives, people. Again, I wish people would listen to me. They think that I'm going out there and I'm trying to pick a fight. No, I'm responding to a fight. I'm contending for the faith that they claim to have. They don't have the faith. Because they're not driving real faith. You know what it does? It acts just like their Lord. That's what it acts like. You know, the one without spot or blemish. You know, like King David saying, Lord, I thank you, Father, that I've hid thy word in my heart that I might not sin against you. Lord, perfect that which concerneth me, lest somebody wants to say, oh, Bradley, are you better than we are? Nope, I'm not. But I'm not the standard, am I? I'm pointing my finger at the standard. He's the one that you need to answer to. You don't need to answer to me. But I can tell you what you need to do if you think this is okay. You need to repent for your sins that you violated God's moral law and shattered them into 1,000 pieces. I'm not here to play games with people the way your politicians are allowed to. How the American people are entertained by the clowns in the circus of politics that are bringing them to destruction day by day and week by week, month after month and year after year. I am tired of the games that they're creating, friends, because they're stepping on and they're desecrating the blood of those that sacrificed them to give unto us the freedoms that we have. I'm not going to have any part of it. None whatsoever. I'm going to come back on the other side. I'm going to bring you over to another guy named Brandon Gill. He looks like he's straight out of a 70s movie, literally. Like, Remember the Titans. He's got some good things to say statistically. But again, I'm not here to sit there and tell you who is right and who is wrong in the sense of sitting in the judge's seat. But I am here making reference to the judge's word and doing what they're called to do and judging. And condemning what needs to be condemned and righteously justifying what needs to be justified. That is the purpose of government, is to maintain order, to condemn the wicked, to justify the righteous, not to create disorder, not to justify the wicked and to condemn the righteous. No, and to restrain men from violating God's moral law. Nope, they're doing just the opposite as what they've been put in place to do. It's their job to uphold the law. How are they going to uphold the law when they are violating and transgressing the law within itself? Right? Matthew 23, verse 3, Jesus reprimanded them and woed them. I'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So, don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
Hi, my name's Floyd Brown from the Western Center for Journalism and westernjournalism.com. I love Bradley Dean. I'll tell you what, here's a man with passion that is going out and providing important messages to young people, and I really salute him for what he's doing. That's why here at westernjournalism.com, we run Bradley Dean's op-eds every single week. If you want to read Bradley Dean at westernjournalism.com, come on over, and I really enjoy the radio program, too.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
In a world filled with compromise and those who cower from speaking the truth, listening to Bradley Dean of the Sons of Liberty is a breath of fresh air in a day and age when you are searching for someone to just tell it like it is. If you are ready to hear the unadulterated truth from the Word of God that will feed your soul, open your eyes, give you understanding, and turn your heart to the Father, if you are ready to take a stand and realize your duty before God and man to preserve the freedom so graciously bestowed upon us by God Almighty and our founding forefathers, if you're ready to set aside the counterfeit and embrace the real, then join us weekdays from 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time and Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. for an encounter that will enlighten your understanding and point you directly to Jesus Christ, the everlasting light.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Welcome back again, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Hey folks, if you want to call in, please do. We just got a brand new system put in. I think you can probably see the quality of it on the video here, and probably the sound of it as well. But we basically transitioned everything over from the old system to the new system. And it would be great for someone to call in and just give us an opportunity to make sure everything's working on that front as well. 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. I want to say this again, and I see it all the time, and I want to make sure our affiliates hear this as well. But what I see on the
the responses on live chat or other outlets that we have is people constantly talking about the liberals, talking constantly about the left, constant talking about the Democrats. None of that is constitutional. So what are you talking about? I want to tell you what you're talking about when you're talking about the liberals and when you're talking about the leftists and the Marxists. That's merely those that you tolerate. That's what that is. That's the fruit of what you tolerate. What I'm highlighting right now, friends, is the fact that your said representatives are doing nothing more than entertaining and appeasing you through their alleged grillings going on because there's no justice. And if there's no justice, what are you going to have more of? You're going to have more of what they call as injustice. This applies to all of you. Ignore me as long as you can. Because, folks, your cities are on the rise right now in the sense of uncovering massive, massive fraud concerning foreigners that have been brought into your country to overthrow you and your country. Keep shutting me down. Keep ignoring what I'm saying. I was thinking about it earlier before the show today. Show us somewhere along the line where we were in error concerning the warnings that were ahead. Up to 25 years now, we've been talking about the very thing that you're now dealing with. It's insane what the American people put up with. Quit talking about what they're doing. No, start pointing the finger at yourself, look in the mirror and say, why am I tolerating that? And take responsibility before your Father, which is in heaven. Well, you still can. I'm going to go ahead and play this next piece. This guy looks like he's right out of Remember the Titans from back in the 90s. But he has some good things statistically to bring to you concerning what's happening across America, friends. Listen carefully.
Again, thank you for being here. Let me ask you, does large-scale Somali immigration make Minnesota stronger or weaker?
Certainly stronger.
Certainly stronger. Do you know what percentage of Somali-headed households in Minnesota are on food stamps?
No.
54%. Do you know what that number is for native Minnesota-headed households?
Well, to be clear, a majority of the...
It's 7%. There's a big difference between 54% and 7%, is there not?
Excuse me, sir. Could I answer the question?
Let me move on. We've got a lot of questions here. What percentage of Somali-headed households in Minnesota are on Medicaid?
I don't know.
It's 73%. Do you know what that number is for Minnesota?
This is your said representative. So they can't... Here's the message. They can't do the right thing, but they can do the wrong thing. Do you understand? What he's highlighting right now are all those illegals that have been treasonously allured into America that are, by the way, the stat is 91.4% of all Muslims in America are on some sort of food stamps or welfare. That means you're paying for it. This is called Cloward Piven. This means that the government is bringing them in to break the financial system. And not only are they hooked up on welfare, and I'm going to show you some more of this in a moment here, but it's also interesting, that wasn't good enough for them. They had to defraud the people of up to $19 billion just in the state of Minnesota alone. That's a reflection of the people. At that point, that's a reflection of the people. You know what's also interesting is, you know all those paid provocateurs that are now being brought into America? Isn't that interesting that they've been caught time and time and time and time again? And now the mainstream media is trying to legitimize what's going on out there once again. Americans, did you forget that they're paid provocateurs? Why are they creating this domestic insurrection? Why are they doing it, friends? Because they want to overthrow. I've already seen it this morning where people are saying, you know what? Where is the military? Where is the military? Where's the federal government to come in? That's exactly what they're pushing for, ignorant ones. No, again, if this was legitimate, they would be calling forth a militia, and it's not the militia that's being called up to suppress insurrection and to repeal the invasion. They want you to cry out to them for more control over your lives, and there's people that are doing it right now. And even if they aren't, the mainstream media is going to convince you that they are. And guess what they're going to do? They're going to tighten that noose, just like I keep talking about, day by day, week by week. Isn't that right? Let's keep going on here.
Households.
Again, you're using the phrase Minnesota Native households, but the majority...
The number is 18%. That's quite an astounding difference, I think we would
agree. Can I answer the question, please?
Let me ask you one more, and then we can go on to that. What percentage of Somali-headed households are on welfare in general?
I don't know.
It's 81%.
It's actually 91%.
Let me just ask you, after 10 years of being in the United States, what percentage of Somali immigrant households continue to be on welfare?
I don't know.
The number is 78%.
78% of all of the Somalians, and you probably see them driving around in their brand new cars, 78% of them are on welfare. That means they're not working. That means those that are out there working their finger to the bone are paying for this. Who's responsible for that? Your said representatives. Who's responsible to hold your representatives accountable for the crimes being committed against you? You are. You are.
Even after 10 years, 78% of Somali immigrant households continue to be on welfare. Do you know what that number is for Native Minnesota-headed households?
Again, you're using
non-Somali immigrant-headed households.
If I can just answer the question, using the phrase Native Minnesotans, the majority of Somali Minnesotans are as Minnesotan as any of us. They were born in the United States. It's only 8,000 of the 108,000 Somali.
Nevertheless, the welfare usage is astoundingly different. Let me ask you again, does that make Minnesota stronger or weaker?
Again, I
want to remind everybody here as well, do you understand that your representative government is living the same way the Somalians are? Maybe that's why they never prosecute. Do you understand what I'm telling you? They live off of the tax dollars, don't they? The representatives. And I'm not talking about all of them. I'm talking about a majority of them, clearly. They live off the same welfare system that the Somalians are that they're complaining about. Again, maybe that's the reason they never prosecute. Why would they do that, friends? They're not going to smack a gift horse in the mouth. Absolutely not.
I'd like the opportunity to answer the question here.
Go for
it. So, again, the majority of Somali Minnesotans are born in the United States, as I understand it.
Okay, well, what percentage of working-age Somalians who have been in the U.S. for 10 years or more, how many of them speak English very well?
I don't know.
About half.
Yep. So half of the Somalians, and it shows you again, if they're wearing the religious garb, they're not here to assimilate. Do you all understand that? And only half of them speak English. Well, what's going on? Here, I'll tell you what's going on. There was a video that came up back in 2025. And it was on June 9th. And the said mayor of St. Paul, I want you to listen, and if you can watch this, I want you to watch this. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com, again, 281-845-4704. Let me show you another point that I'm trying to make here concerning the reflection of the American people who are derelict of duty in holding your said representatives accountable. You ready for this? This is the said mayor of St. Paul, and I want you to listen carefully as to what it says, okay? Listen carefully. Keola, she is a foreigner. And listen to what she has to say. She's not hiding anything, Americans. Americans, you need to get past just calling people names and making excuses as to why you do nothing. Because your tolerance and your apathy is serving this up and procuring these things unto yourselves. Look at this.
My father, as the one processing the paperwork, put my grandmother down as his mother. And so I am illegal in this country. My parents are illegal here in this country.
So she's gloating in the fact that she's here illegally, her parents are here illegally, and somehow or another, she's sworn in as the mayor of St. Paul in Minnesota. What's the problem? They're not hiding any of this. This is all criminal conduct. And once they get into office, if they're willing to transgress the law before they get into office, what do you suppose they're going to do when they get into office, people? Just exactly what they're doing right now. I am seeing memes all over the place asking for people, or should I say crying out and screaming out, saying, where is law enforcement to condemn those that have already been exposed for their fraud in the state of Minnesota? So what's going to happen, friends, if the law enforcement doesn't come and enforce the law? What do you suspect by them withholding the enforcement of the law? What do you suspect that they're actually doing? They're inciting the people to respond so they can incriminate them just like they did on January 6th. Oh, and side note, there's a lot of those J6ers that were put away unlawfully that are still dealing and going after the federal government. And you had to know that was coming. But they're doing the same thing there. They did the same thing in Michigan. They're doing the same thing in Minnesota right now. Speaking of Minnesota, I want you to listen to this. This is brand new. And then I want to highlight what she's doing again. And I want you to understand that she is here doing exactly what she's been installed to do. Listen to this.
$55,000 in 2020. to over $30 million today. We don't know why other people aren't asking these same questions, especially after a program she founded called Feeding Our Future
Ilhan Omar
was swindled, hoodwinked out of $250 million by three Somalians who have already been charged from her district.
Over 100 now.
This is not a secret, even when...
Okay, so folks, you do understand, again, what you've been raised up on, myself as well, and I can see where we're in trouble and why we're in trouble, because I can see it clearly in the Word of God, Leviticus 26 and Deuteronomy 28. If you don't keep my commandments, this is what's going to happen. On a positive note, if you read Proverbs 7:2, it says, keep my commandments and live. What happens if you don't keep the Lord's commandments? You're not going to live, and there's not going to be longevity. You're going to be judged, and rightfully so. Rightfully so. I'm going to come back, and I'm going to show you how a reporter that's actually doing her job, she's a journalist, she confronts Omar, and I want you to listen to what this little rat devil CIA installed is doing and saying about what's going on in the country. She's not being charged. Nobody's been charged with the crime yet, folks.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the Internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio. Martin Luther King Jr. rightly stated that I must admit, America, that I was initially disappointed in being so categorized as an extremist. But as I continued to think about the matter, I gradually gained a bit of satisfaction from being an extremist. Was not Abraham Lincoln an extremist? This nation cannot survive half slave and half free. Was not Thomas Jefferson an extremist? We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. So the question is not whether we will be extremists, but what kind of an extremist we will be. We will be extremists for the preservation of injustice, or will we be extremists for the cause of justice? He goes on and says, history will record that the greatest tragedy of this period of social transition was not the strident clamor of the bad people, but the appalling silence of the good people. Patrick Henry said in a speech to the House of Burgess in May of 1765 that it cannot be emphasized too clearly and too often that this nation was founded not by religionists, but by Christians. Not on religion, but on the gospel of Jesus Christ. For this very reason, people of other faiths have been afforded asylum, prosperity, and freedom of worship here. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I was just going to pick you up, caller. 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Again, we'll be right back. I don't know what I'm saying. Forgive me. 281-845-4704. Okay, let's get to the next point. So I just highlighted the fact that Ilhan Omar, a brand new report by Newsmax, is highlighting that's what you've been desensitized to believe that government's all about, friends, is to highlight the crimes of those that are tolerated. That's what you've been taught. That is not government. That's an overthrow.
When you withhold justice, you're promoting injustice. And an injustice done anywhere is an injustice done everywhere. Okay? Everybody's complaining about where is law enforcement to enforce the law. And by the way, rightfully so. The people have a right claim. And they have the right to ask the questions because that's what they're getting paid for. But guess what, Americans? They're not doing their job. So they're defrauding you. How many sheriffs I've met with, law enforcement, prosecuting attorneys, you know what they're afraid of? They're afraid of the media. It's not a joke. They're taking counsel from their fears. They're a part of, they're aiding the enemy is what they're doing. They're fraternizing with the enemy. Why? Because the Lord didn't give them a spirit of fear. He gave them a spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind. And the only thing that's going to get rid of the spirit of fear concerning man is the fear of God. There is no in-betweens. Okay? The righteous are made bold as lions. Not this, what you see. I have never seen so many effeminate pansies in all of my life that call themselves men. I cannot even tell you how many people I see on a daily basis that claim to be this big, bad, bold individual, and yet you pull the curtain behind them, they're afraid of mice. It's insane, and it's scary. It really, truly is. And yet because they're just like themselves, which is a problem within itself, they tolerate them. They put up with them. Well, one of the things that I'm seeing right now is people complaining big time about Ilhan Omar, how they want her removed. I've been seeing this for about a month and a half now. Would you like to see Rashida Tlaib, Ilhan Omar, Ocasio removed? They never had a right to be in the office in the first place. How about that? You know, the burden of proof for them being in office is on them, and guess what they can't explain? Just that. So the American people, again, play stupid. They subjugate themselves to their nonsense. As the American people laugh at the politicians, the stupid politicians, especially in this case with Ilhan Omar, they're laughing at you. Listen to this. A reporter confronts her, rightfully so. Listen to what Ilhan says about you people, and just consider this as well. For all the fraud that's been uncovered just with her, her family, her husband, who she is, where she came from, having no digital footprint, the list goes on. Does she look like she's worried about what's going on? Listen to this.
Yesterday, you told me to please read when I asked you about the $9 billion fraud that you denied is happening, but I have it right here. I read. Look, Chairman Comer opens hearing on massive fraud scandal, $9 billion.
That's what Comer believes because he's as smart as you are.
It's not just...
Because he's as smart as you are. This coming from one, and I say this again, it's all on her, not on me. When I seen it, Ilhan Omar... at the St. Cloud University when they first installed her, stupid as a rock. I'm not kidding you. Stupid as a rock. It means dull and insensible, okay? Dull and insensible. And she's telling American journalists what the deal is. She comes from a foreign war-torn country, fleeing her own people for the injustice she was committing against them. And in the process, she comes over into America. We know she's installed. She's promoted by the mainstream media. And in the process, what? She tells you about what the Constitution says? Do you see how you're being mocked, Americans?
It's Comer. It's Scott Bessin. It's federal prosecutors.
She's laughing at the reporter.
It's oversight. And it's Minnesota State Reps.
She goes, absolutely GD no way. Mocking God.
You could have that, ma'am. I think you need to get examined.
She says, ma'am, I think you need to get examined.
Because you...
I think the American people need to be examined for tolerating this little devil rat.
It has been fried in some way, and it's not okay. I really hope you get some help.
I really hope you get some help.
You and the Republicans here. Take care, okay, ma'am?
Do you hear this? This is the woman that was just caught in fraud. Defrauding the American people, Minnesota. $19 billion. Don't tell me she's not installed, people. She is installed. And it needs to stop. Let's go over to Jacob Frey really quick. This is the next clown that needs to be brought to justice. Inciting domestic violence in Minneapolis, defying the law that condemns their crime. These are the ones that have convinced the people of the United States of America somehow or another. They're defending the people when, in fact, they're responsible for what is taking place as to what is being leveled against the people. Okay, again, the offenders are trying their hardest to convince the people that they are the victims. They are not. They are the ones that are the offenders. And what's even worse than that, friends, is they're trying to convince the people that they're the victims now defending the people. Did you hear what I said? They're claiming to be the victims that are defending the people. They're not defending the people. They're the reason the people are under attack, right? And now it's gone from the fraud that's been exposed to now what's going on in Minneapolis. And now it's become an issue where you have Frey and Ellison going after the federal government. Again, I'm staying right down the lane because I see the unconstitutionality of both sides. But listen to this.
The taxpayers and weigh in a little bit more on where this fraud investigation goes.
I would like to address it.
Just more. A sodomite. Folks, he's got a Muslim name. He's got a tribal name. He's committed the act of treason. All of these said representatives in the state of Minnesota are doing their best protecting the Somalians that are guilty of committing the crimes against the people. That's what you're dealing with here. This is the cause right here of what's taking place. And it's going to go across the country. And this is happening by design. How do I know it? Because there's no justice.
Could have been done. More can be done. And I think it makes it really clear that this is not about clamping down on fraud.
See, now they're blaming, instead of the people scrutinizing them for the fraud that they're guilty of, they are distracting and deflecting off onto ICE. They're both wrong. But the point is, people, again, what they've done is they've deflected the crimes that they're being exposed of. They're trying to deflect off onto other entities and agencies so you get your eyes off of them as being the cause for what is going on in Minneapolis. That's what's going on. Folks, I'll tell you what, if what I just said was said in a court of law, that would turn on 1,000 lights with the people because they haven't thought through what I just said. Listen to the rest of this nonsense.
Rest we're seeing in our city. When the people that have been investigating the fraud just walked out of the U.S. Attorney's office, the people that have been investigating and prosecuting this fraud in the Trump administration at the U.S. Attorney's office said, you know what? What is happening isn't right.
Yeah, you're right. But who's the cause of it, Frey? He is. Walls is. Ellison, all the crimes, smoking gun in hand. You know what they're doing now? Now what they're doing is the mainstream media is putting them up as the defenders of the people, when in fact the reason the people are in trouble is because of Keith Ellison, Tim Walz, Flanagan, Frey, Omar. This is Ellison now, friends. This was just yesterday.
And you may wonder, what is an attorney general?
And while all the good people, all 5.9 million people in the state of Minnesota just, you know, they just remain the silent majority as if to suggest there's power and authority in that nonsense, they're allowing who to take over their state?
The attorney general is the people's lawyer. That means I'm your lawyer. That means I represent you. That means it's my job.
He's not fighting for the people, friends. He's fighting for the people. He just defrauded the people $9 billion, up to $19 billion now, folks. Again, people need to put this into perspective. So there's Ellison out there talking. And then what we also have is a little video here. This is at the state capitol. It's just, there's probably about 30 Muslims that are in front of the capital of Minnesota. 30 Muslims. Okay. So what is this, friends? This is a transference of power. You're being sold out to your enemy. On top of that, Governor Walz, Tim Walz, the pedophile himself, the draft, the individual who claimed to be something that he wasn't in the military, who's been over to communist China for over 30 times, who's given cover to Chinese police in St. Paul, who's responsible for this fraud and overseeing it, who's been called out by over 1,000 witnesses, for some reason or another, the cameras are still up to his face, and he's now going what? He's deflecting and trying to get everybody to believe that somehow or another that he is protecting the people of the state of Minnesota. He is the cause. He is the cause of what is going on here, friends. He is not the victim, but he wants you to believe that he is. Also wanted to hit one more point, and I'm probably going to have to run up against the next 10 minutes off our broadcast and our affiliates. So with that, I just want to tell everybody concerning our affiliates, we love you by what we do. Tomorrow we have Representative Walter Hudson with us, and we need to kind of get in there and ask some real questions because the American people have had enough. have had enough of the politicians doing nothing but highlighting the crimes of those politicians that they're now giving more airtime to over and over and over again. So with that, love you by what we do. We'll talk with you tomorrow again. Walter Hudson, representative. We will be grilling some real questions in hopes to get some real answers. And hopefully Walter will cough them up. Love you by what we do. First John 3:18. See ya. Okay, folks, so we're off the air now. And what I wanted to do is I wanted to bring you over to what, in fact, is going on in Texas. I need more time for radio. I really do, because of the way things are unfolding right now. We just need more time. But I'm just going to go over just a couple minutes here because I want you to understand what is in fact happening. Again, you guys know that more and more states are being uncovered for the Somalian fraud. Okay, and all the politicians are doing nothing but blaming each other, and you're the ones losing your rights. I want you to consider this. For every jot and tittle of excuses that you allow these politicians to play with concerning your freedoms, whatever is left undone by you in righting the wrongs is going to fall to your kids. Yeah. Somebody just said Walls was allowed to hire the investigation team. That's what I'm telling you. They're installed. They all have handlers. They're all being told what to do, but the American people can put a stop to this. You know, that having Walls being allowed to hire his own investigative team is like allowing O.J. Simpson to be the investigative team on the behalf of his crimes committed against his wife. And that's, I'm not even saying that to be funny, because it's not funny. But now let me get back to the point. Now, Texas is another state. Texas is ringing the bell. I want you to understand, before we go any further, I want you to listen to me. You need to understand, and I've showed you this before, I'll show it to you again and again and again. And again, if we've been in error somewhere along the way, friends, then don't listen to a word we're saying. Don't listen to a thing I'm saying. It's the Zionists that are using the Muslim to basically sweep away their political opposition. That's what's going on here. That's why you're not seeing the hammer fall upon the heads. That's why you're seeing them take office. And I'm talking about the Somalians. They're using the Muslims to basically, they're used as mercenaries. That is what's going on in Minnesota. That's what's going on in the United States of America. The very ones that are claiming to put a stop to it, who are doing nothing to put a stop to it, are in fact the ones that are responsible for bringing them in. Okay? So now we have Texas jumping in, and Texas is now saying, hey, listen, this has to stop. They're getting afraid of what's going on. Well, remember, Abbott's a sellout. He's a Zionist as well. None other than Sanus in Florida. But nobody in Florida is going to listen to me right now until it happens. And that falls to them. But again, you can just go ahead and follow this ministry as I follow the Spirit, Romans 8:14, to see at the end of the day, making reference to the Word of God is exactly what the Lord warned us would come. And again, that's the history of this ministry. But let me bring you over to Chip Roy. He's another sellout, friends. They're doing nothing but complaining each other about what's going on with the Somalians and how it's a real threat now. By the way, we were just told yesterday, I don't know if you guys seen this or not, but we're told now that the administration is giving the Somalians until March 17th to get out of the United States of America. In other words, the one in the office, the People's White House, is telling the Somalians, you've got until March 17th to get out of here. That's like a cop telling a repeat criminal that you got to quit committing crimes by March 17th and then you need to leave. Nothing but downright force is going to make it happen, friends. And I also want to tell you this, friends. Don't take for 1 minute what the mainstream media is talking about concerning all the people they have deported. Nonsense. 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 There's no truth in these people. Okay? And they need to be lawfully dealt with. But let me go over to Chip Roy. Listen to what's going on in Texas now, because we were talking about how this is leading up to. Now Texas is crying out saying it's happening here too.
Got now Mamdani in New York. You've got it all across the country. But Texas is frankly ground zero. If you talk to people who have intelligence on this stuff and what the Muslim Brotherhood's view is, they view Dallas-Fort Worth as where the epicenter is for them to be able to grow Islam in the West. And they've been there for a while. Remember the Holy Land Foundation? Yeah. Remember that? Yeah. That was 23 years ago. And they've got an unindicted co-conspirator from that who's affiliated with CARE. which is why I introduced legislation to take the tax status away from care.
Do you see what he's saying? That's why I introduced legislation to take tax exemption away from care. Care, by the way, friends, the leaders of care, we do a whole show on this. They're in prison for terrorism. Why is Chip Roy trying to sell to his constituents that he's doing a great job by saying he just introduced legislation when he doesn't need to introduce it because our laws already condemn them? They don't have a right to be here in the first place. But it shows you the ignorance that the people will tolerate in their said representatives as well. And Chip Roy is a prime example of that. I don't care how big and bad he acts in front of the camera, friends. You are now in the position that you're in today because of the likes of a Chip Roy.
We've got a massive influx of people because we've allowed Republicans, have been guilty of this, allowed the pro-business world to say, well, we need all of our H-1Bs and we need to be able to have chain migration, diversity visas, so people can come here and bring their families from all over the world. And then we had the SIVs from Afghanistan. And so we had this massive glut of people coming in that are from cultures that don't want to assimilate.
No, they're from cultures that want to destroy and conquer. Come on, here's another one of your friend Chip Roy, friends, who's waiting till the last moment, right before the clock strikes 12, to tell you what's going on in his state, which we've known has been going on for a long time. Listen to this.
He's out there, a part of a vast leftist network.
Yep. Leftist network. Who is the left, friends? It's the fruit of Chip Roy. Come on, Americans, you got to start talking lawfully here. You got to quit parodying these clowns that are going along with that narrative that's been created to make lies sound truthful, okay? There's no such thing as a leftist. The leftist is the fruit of what those that call themselves the right. They're tolerant of their crimes, but yet Americans are caught up into it like it actually exists. That's what's humor. Humorous to me. It's embarrassing. It really is. But let him go on here.
That is being used to undermine our country.
It's being used to undermine our country. That's the whole plan. How many times have I told you? What is it that impedes a global order? America.
Whether it's the open borders, whether it's Soros DAs.
Say they're calling Soros out again as an international war criminal. Everybody's done it. But why is it that he has, 26, I believe, control of 26 attorney generals in the United States of America? And here it is, America. You already knew that. And they're doing exactly what they said they would do. They're doing what criminals do. Don't sit there and call yourself the right if you're not willing to stand up and right the wrong. Right? Let's get back to Chip.
Whether it's Arabella, whether it's dealing with all of the Islamification of Texas in this country,
yeah.
It's organized. And this is one example. Look at the Medicaid fraud up in Minneapolis, right? Going to Somalis. And it was literally billions of dollars. This administration's rooting it out. Congress needs to do more. That's why I called on a special select
folks,
committee.
They're rooting it out. No, folks. It went from Tim Walz is responsible for this fraud to all the eyewitnesses coming out. Same thing with Ellison. Same thing with Omar. Same thing with Flanagan. Same thing with everybody that's around them, Frey. And then it went from that to the talking points turned against ICE. And then it turned from that to Tim Walz and the crew, right, that are responsible for this massive fraud, being exposed for this fraud, playing the victims. And then trying to sell to the people that they're defending the victims when, in fact, they're the very cause that there are victims. Okay? That's what's going on here. And again, it's not difficult to understand what's going on. Yesterday, I did an article on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Muslim flags are going up quietly across the country. But I also wanted you to understand it didn't stop there. We also have Brigitte Gabriel now talking about how 40 Muslims during the time that Zohran Mamdani was being used to confuse people, to distract people, smoke and mirrors is him going into office. Did you know that over 40 Muslims also took office at the same time? See, Americans, I've been telling you about this for 25 years. And nobody wants to listen to it. Of course. Can I propose something to you? Do you think I want to listen to this? Do you think this is what I want to do? I want to get on the radio and tell everybody this is what's happening? Nope, it's what I've been called to do, and I'm going to stay my role. I'm going to stay my office, friends, in the sense of dealing with what it is, because I'm going to be found faithful by the grace of God concerning what it is that I'm called to do, regardless of everybody's with me or everybody's against me. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You know, I want to show you this in ending the show today. I want you to listen to this woman. During the time of Texas, this is years ago. I'm guessing 10, 12 years ago. The Muslims were up talking about how, you know, when Muslims come into a country, they come into a state like America, into the state of Texas, that they're not subject to the laws of our U.S. Constitution. They're only subject to the laws of Sharia. And they're on the Capitol stairs of Abbott State, who tries to sell to you that he's a righteous, upright American. He is not. He's a Zionist. He knows exactly what's going on. He knows exactly why he's allowed them to come into the state in the first place. Because as I said, the Zionists, not the Jews, make distinction. Revelation 3:9, Romans 2:28 and 29. He knows all the well that they need the Muslims to basically clear out their political opposition as mercenaries. It's exactly what they're doing. But one of the things that I continuously notice is this. It's the women standing up and doing what needs to be done. I don't know if you've seen this, but you need to see this because she's exactly right 100%. I high-five this woman for doing what she did. I would have done the same thing had I been there that day. But she was the only one to do anything about it. Oh, I'll tell you what, all the churches in the state of Texas, the only thing they're doing is sitting back like a bunch of capitulating pansies, complaining about what's going on. This one woman takes the initiative in obedience to the Lord because she's not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And what is it that she does? Well, listen for yourself. Learn. Listen and learn.
I proclaim the name of the Lord Jesus Christ over the capital of Texas. I stand against Islam and the false prophet Muhammad.
Here we go.
Islam will never dominate the United States, and by the grace of God, it will not dominate Texas.
Isn't that interesting how everybody was okay to advocate a foreign government within the state of Texas? Nobody said a thing. None of the said representatives said a thing. But a woman who was doing and understood what she was obligated to do out of love for her God, she stands up and does what nobody else wants to do. And in the process, the Americans sit around and watch a bunch of Muslim men grab this woman and pull the microphone away from her. Why is America in trouble? Why is America in trouble? You're going to have to answer that question.